final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch a cat fish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. But we grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
game is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office, and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody, it's O'Shazizz here. Hope you're all doing well out there. So, put down here in the chat room over there at ShazizzRadio.com and over there in the Wake Radio chat room a little video from Tin Man. Looks like he's got an old motor that he's going to be working around to try to get to run off of water. You know, I've been down this road so many times before talking about how many people out there had a lot of good ideas and just they for some reason or another got suppressed and so on and so forth. Stan Myers back in the 70s was driving around a dune buggy with water for fuel. And it just aggravates me to no extent. And I sat here arguing around about free energy or the names for different types of terminology to try to explain what it is I've been trying to explain all along. It just sometimes it's really frustrating. You know, I'm half tempted just to give up on this whole doggone internet stuff because it's driving me insane. Got 210 videos out there on my YouTube channel. Some are crazy, some are not. I think all of them's informative, but who knows? It may just very well be a waste of time. The whole concept was to prove free energy, which shouldn't have to be proven. It's already out there. You know, there's energy all the way around us. It's just mind-boggling that people would sit here and complain about the government and all the different possible doomsday scenarios and never once band together to do something, you know, such as building free energy devices. And it's almost painful just to say free energy device because there's so many different deals out there. It's crazy. You know, you got all kinds of research out there, the Bedini motor and Van de Graaff generator, the Wimshurst, Lord Kelvin generator. There's so many different devices out there that could be used, but they're just not. They're not. Stirling engines, I mean, the military's been driving around in some vehicles that have Stirling engines in them. The Navy's talking about running the ships on hydrogen and so on and so forth. This world is just upside down. It's all backwards. You know, people want to sit around and argue over who's right and who's wrong, religious beliefs and so on and so forth. They want to sit down there and degrade each other and talk trash to each other. You know, I know more than you. You know more than me. So on and so forth. I've gotten to the point where I'm just starting to ban people from my doggone YouTube channel that come over and trouble me and give me a rash. I'm half tempted just to shut it down completely, you know. Trying to make a little bit of something better for the world. Trying to share information and knowledge with people. Spend a lot of money on a radio network. Spend a lot of money on all the stuff that it takes to keep this going. Websites and that. It's all coming out of my pocket. It's money that I could be using for something else. You know. Sometimes I get to the point where I'm thinking maybe I don't even want to try to get free energy out there to the people. Maybe the people out there don't even deserve it. You know, what's the point? I spend all this time and effort and money and research just to pretty much prove a point. To stick it to the power company who stuck it to me. And so I'm wasting my life away doing all this research and stressing over the world and all the stuff involved in it. And what's it getting me? It's expensive. It's expensive to do what I do. Because I'm not asking anybody out there for any money. I'm not asking for any donations of any sort. Go back and listen to all my videos back there and all my deal. Only one time did I ever use this network to try to raise some funds, and that was for somebody other than me. I also put down on there, you know, some links to some other people trying to raise money to get 3D printers and people selling some of the stuff that they're making and health supplies and you know, some church organizations that, you know, trying to let people know they're around. Put the network together and tried to bring everybody together to the table and tried to do something worthwhile. So I do my YouTube channel maybe in a peculiar way. I try to point out things that to me make perfect sense. Or it's simple. It's just mechanically I can see it working in my head. Then I get involved with egos out there that want to, for whatever reason, try to tell you you're stupid or try to tell you you're wrong. I'd like to see those folks who are out there trying to spend their time trying to tell people that they're wrong or they're stupid or, you know, I'd like to see those folks try to do something positive for the world for once instead of craziness. You know, I got my Facebook out there and the Twitter, and it's all connected to YouTube. And every time I find a good video that has anything to do with alternative energy, I'll click on that. Sometimes I'll click on some doggone things that are going on in the government and the world just because they're concerns of mine. And on my YouTube channel, I got probably like 4,700 subscribers. That's quite a bit. At least for me, anyways. It's nowhere near what a lot of these big YouTube channels out there. Actually, it says 4,726 subscribers. 1,233,217 video views. Ever since I've been doing this entire YouTube thing, been nice to folks and trying to treat people decent and trying to show them something cool, I've been called everything under the sun. I've been cursed up and down. And go down there on my YouTube channel. You look on the featured channel list. You go down through there. There's a long list of featured channels. People that I try to help promote along the way using the channel that I've got. And so this ain't about getting famous. It ain't about getting rich. Heck, if it was about getting rich, I'm going in the wrong direction. But to me, it's about trying to do something for humanity, just like Tesla wanted to do for humanity. These wars out there over resources and oil and so on and so forth, what good's it got in the world besides death and destruction? People always say, you know, there's this global elite out there and they're ruling the world and they're taking everything and they're trying to kill us all off and all that. Well, with that knowledge in mind, that should be a motivational factor for everybody out there to want to work harder to find alternative energy. To want to not ask for permission, just go out and build it. Throw up solar panels everywhere and help each other out with funds and build things and get together with the tools and the ideas and the knowledge and so on and so forth to literally take away the power structure that is the mainstream energy providers out there. It's not like it can't be done. It's just you can't get enough people together to do it. Mad Science room used to be full of a whole bunch of people. We used to get on here and we had all kinds of different individuals on here. And then there were some disputes behind the scenes that made a mess out of everything. And now it is what it is. So, one step forward and 20 steps back. Building an alternative energy device is simple. Maybe a little bit expensive if you have to do it all by yourself. The hard part is gathering up the parts, you know. Building a generator. You can build a generator out of junk. Is it going to be powerful enough to run your entire house? No. It just can't be done with the junk that's laying around. There needs to be some precision parts made. some really good coils and some math done. Some people coming together and building it and wiring it up. It's not beyond the realms of possibility. It can be done. But to get a good quality working device, it's going to take some effort. It's going to take some people coming together, putting their egos aside, and just listening. As long as I've been in the alternative energy community, I have heard it all. Every time I'm in the process of working on a specific device, somebody will come along and they'll tell me about this other deal. Oh no, that's not the way to go. This is the way to go over here. And so I'll look into it. Looked into all of them. But it's a distraction. It's a continuous distraction away from what it was that I started to do to begin with. I started off building generators that people called alternators. Maybe by the book, maybe it was an alternator. But the key is that I was making them out of off-the-store shelf parts that were kind of expensive. But I was able to make them out of old fish tank air pumps and recycled wire from old microwave oven transformers and so on and so forth. Studied Tesla's wireless energy research and did some of that. Started realizing that the real way to go in alternative energy would be to learn how to tune the right frequency to get the energy, get the electron flow without having to use a strong brute magnetic force, which in turn ends up in most cases with the most generators and alternators ends up getting back EMF that slows it down. So I looked at things like the Wimshurst that have spinning discs that go past each other that don't rely on a strong magnetic field, that are more or less picking up static energy out of the air and discharging it over into a capacitor bank. The whole key of everything out there as far as the generators were to get it to not bog down under a load. You can hear it on a regular gasoline generator. You can hear it once you start the thing up. It'll run smooth, but then the moment you turn the light on or something like that, then the back EMF kicks in and you can literally hear that motor start to strain. Which, if you were running it off of water, wouldn't even be an issue anyway, because the fuel was water. Or wood gasifiers. We all know about wood gasifiers. Heck, they were using them back in World War II. When they were running low on fuel, they'd burn firewood and use the gas to run the trucks. So it ain't like we don't have the technology. We've had steam power forever and a day. And in order to get modern day steam powered, they decided to go to nuclear, where they took some doggone uranium and refined it into some really heavy duty radioactive rods that they threw down inside water and heated the water to the boiling point and created steam. So it ain't like we can't get free energy. It isn't like free energy doesn't exist. It's just that as long as the average Joe is going to allow the system to tell him what to do, then it ain't going to get done. And as long as there's little zit-faced trolls out there running around on YouTube mocking everybody who's trying anything outside the box and insulting everybody, then it's never going to get done. We can't solve the so-called energy crisis in the world as long as we're going to be up against the wall and told you have to stay inside the box, you have to stay within the rules and regulations of the governments of the world, we just ain't going to be able to do it. Just the mere fact that somebody's out there talking about taxing solar power, you know? Or taxing wind. Or taxing the rain. That ought to be a red flag. You know, all these people out there running around fighting over oil, fossil fuel. And then you got another people out there fighting to not have fossil fuel. Want you to pay a carbon tax. Everybody knows me knows how I feel about that scam. So I'm going to sit around and argue about global warming for the next hour. Because it's a lie. Just like everything else out here is a lie. The whole YouTube community, truther community, doing what they do, trying to make the world a better place while you got tons and tons of idiots running amok, running around out there foul-mouthed and treating each other like trash. And what have they accomplished? What has any of these trolls out there accomplished but destroying their own future and everybody else along with them? You know, the elite of the world don't care about starting wars. They don't care about destroying the environment. Why would they? Why would they care about the radioactive material leaking into the ocean and killing off the fish? Why would they? As long as they're still making money. As long as they're not starving. You know, I call it mad science for a reason, because it really makes me angry. Really makes me angry. And I'm trying to point out some things in this world. Do I have every answer to every question out there? No. If I did, I'd be God. But it's obvious that I'm not God. I'm just a man who sees the world where it could be a whole lot better than what it is right now. People would just use some doggone common sense. But they can't seem to use common sense. They don't want to use common sense. They'd rather fight. They'd rather sit there in chat rooms and foul mouth each other. Tell each other how stupid they are. There's a mental illness going across this internet that's just mind-boggling. I go sit in the chat room for a while on Skype, and I'll hear, just sit back and listen to everybody talk to each other on a voice call. They're sitting around cursing each other up and down the deal. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just sitting back listening. If they only knew how stupid they sound. You know, if you're a full-grown man and you want to foul mouth, go ahead. That's you, man. But it degrades your intelligence. It degrades your argument. It makes you flat out sound stupid. So I sit there and I listen to everybody talking trash to each other, foul-mouthing one another. And then eventually I'll just reach over and grab a hold of that button and just leave. Leave the call. Leave the chat room. So I ain't got time to waste with all that. I'm trying to do something good for people out here. I'm trying to give people as much information as I can grab onto that can benefit them for their research or make this world a better place. I ain't got time for foul-mouthed heathens. I don't know where people got the idea whenever they come on the radio show that were they ever taught that, you know, to use filthy language would be, you know, respectful to anybody, nor, you know, even make them sound any better, you know, press the point. There's some people, it's just like natural, you know, I'm just cursing and everything. But I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick of this world. I'm sick of the whole doggone YouTube community out there cussing each other out all the time, calling each other liars, backstabbing, just nuts. You know, that's why I don't spend a lot of time on Skype anymore. That's why I don't spend a lot of time on the doggone internet. Because I get on there, I try to do something, I try to read some doggone messages, I try to figure out some deals for people. And it never fails. Get on the YouTube channel, check comments and messages, and somebody's on there calling me some kind of foul mouth trash. This internet is just plagued with morons galore. And when you try to talk common sense or science, you got some idiots who've been indoctrinated in school trying to tell you about global warming, climate change, a little chicken, little brains that they got running around hollering about the sky's falling. The sky ain't falling. They were told the polar bears were going to drown. They were told the planet was heating up. Oh, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And if you try to tell them a real science of carbon, photosynthesis, they will argue till they're blue in the face with you. Because they know it all. Well, the main scientist said, I don't care what them lying SOBs said. They're scamming so that they can get more money for their research, and they're screwing the people of this world out of an opportunity to have a decent life. And the mainstream media, if you're part of the mainstream media, if you even got a job as a janitor at the mainstream media, you sold your country out. You sold this world out. Spreading lies and propaganda and trash. Senators and congressmen and the so-called president of the United States, what have you done? Everybody's sitting around bucking up to each other talking about World War III. Oh, we got to put our strategic nukes here. We got to do this. We got to do that. While there's guys out there seriously trying to do some serious research, you got freaking idiots out there trying to blow up the world. I'm sick of it. Yeah, energy is free. You're floating in it, for Pete's sake. It's easy enough to build a wind turbine. It's easy enough to build generators of in all different directions. And everybody wants to sit around and argue with one another over and over and over again who's right. Using high-tech terminology that came right out of the indoctrination books of the school system. You know, I never thought I'd say it, but I give old Keshi more credit than everybody else out there. At least it being the idiot that he is, he's at least thinking outside the box. But when it comes down to basic science, they stopped teaching that somewhere back in the 80s or something. I knew more science in school than half the college kids graduating from school right now. Sure, they got the vernacular, they got the high-tech terminology, but they ain't never going to get any farther with it. What do they got? Because we're here in the year 2015 and there is still wars going on over resources. We're still driving around in cars using fossil fuels. Stan Myers was driving around in a car using water. And we've had electric cars forever and a day. And it isn't like you can't get an electric car to recharge itself. You know, if you know the planet's heating up, if it's really getting bad, if the whole global warming slash climate change slash climate disruption or whatever they're going to name it next time they get caught that the weather ain't doing what they said it was going to do, then you ought to be backing some research. And we should be a heck of a lot further along than we are right now. It's about putting a dollar in somebody's pockets is all it is. You go out there on YouTube, you're going to find all kinds of scam artists out there trying to sell you something. Alternative energy, free energy devices. Here, buy my plans. I ain't selling nothing. I'm trying to give it away. I'm just trying to give it away. Every idea that I got. Trying to offer people an opportunity to come together, sit down, and let's build it. Let's stop talking about it and just do it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the whole YouTube scene. I'm sick of the Facebook scene. I'm sick of the Twitter, all the social media networks out there. I'm sick of the internet, period. I'm preaching to the choir. And I'm preaching to the NSA and whatever other government officials is listening in. I've had my computers hacked. I've been cussed out. I've been threatened. And here we are, year 2015, and we still ain't done. Energy is free. Hydroelectrics, thermoelectrics, solar power, wind power. And if people would get off their behinds and instead of trying to sit around and argue with each other over who's right and who's wrong, you'd have a free energy device hooked to your house right now. I ain't got the money to go around to every single individual's house on this planet and build them a generator. If I could do it, it'll be a done deal. Everything in this world is so doggone expensive, it's just sickening. The power companies are still making money, hand over fist. The oil industry, making money, hand over fist. Water companies, making money, hand over fist. And then when you hear things about people getting, it's illegal to come off the grid. In Florida, there's places where you'll get fined if you're not on the power grid. And then you got to listen to these little zit-faced morons out there talking about global warming slash climate change. And then you'll hear grown adults out there talking about climate change. Flat out idiots that don't even know the basic science of carbon. It's insanity. CO2 is nothing more than one oxygen atom connected to one carbon atom connected to two oxygen atoms. Which makes it heavier than oxygen. So you freaking morons, CO2 falls, it does not rise. It is not up in the sky blocking out the sunlight. And I'm sick of saying it. And every time I hear somebody come on and start talking about global warming, climate change. We got to get control of it because the sky is falling. Every time I hear it, I feel like I want to throw up. They tell you when you're around the base of a volcano, you got to be careful because CO2 pulls up in low-lying areas. And you'll suffocate. If you're At 10,000 feet up on top of a mountain, the air is real thin up there because even oxygen can't escape gravity. So how is something that's heavier than oxygen magically making it up there where oxygen can't? Common sense, man. These doggone scam artists out there are making billions, if not trillions, of dollars off of people's stupidity. And the folks out there who are hollering about the so-called climate change / global warming, we're all going to die. Y'all just making fools out of yourself. And you ain't doing nothing. You're not accomplishing nothing. If you're so really into it and you believe that this is true, take some money out of your wallet. If you're so into it and you believe that it's true, take some money out of your wallet and go out there and finance somebody into the alternative energy research field.
Because financing myself.
Hi, Justin.
Good morning.
I'm right in the middle of a rant.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking to me. your Skype just automatically answered then.
No, I picked you up.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine. It's fine. We're live anyway. I'm frustrated, man. I'm frustrated because you have... It's bad enough they taught our children in school about climate change / global warming / climate disruption and whatever they're going to call it next week, and the polar bear's going to die and the sky's falling and this and that. I don't even want to go into it, but it's just, it's part of the ludicrousy that here we are, the year 2015, they've idiot-ified the entire world into just total ignorance. They ain't teaching no real science. And when we talk about free energy and alternative energy, clean energy, green energy, whatever label you want to put on it, and we're not driving around in cars that can burn water or Stirling engines inside them or electric cars that recharge itself with all this technology is clearly available, but yet you got to sit there and listen to these idiots, these uneducated morons talking to you about climate change. You know, if anybody ever starts telling me about climate change being real again, I'm going to go off. Because no matter what you say, no matter what you do, they don't believe none of the basic science. CO2 is nothing more than two oxygen atoms connected to one carbon atom, which makes it heavier than oxygen, so it displaces oxygen. CO2 falls, it does not rise. That's why they find it so deep in ice cores. But they will find all these magical ways how CO2 can get up in the upper atmosphere and stay there. And it's blocking out the sun. But what they ain't telling you is that if CO2 has the capability of blocking it out or trapping it in, then it has the capability of blocking it out. Vice versa, we should be getting colder. That's simple science. Every time a volcano erupts and spews tons of crud into the air,
that's equivalent to all the cars and all the ships for a whole year, one volcano.
Yeah, well, see, and I don't even want to go into a whole big old climate debate because I've been not. That they say the debate is over. The debate never even started. There wasn't even no common sense. There wasn't even no science in it. So it wasn't even a debate. It was just a bunch of crooks trying to convince a bunch of morons that the sky was falling. And you know, people, idiots, coming on YouTube and saying, oh, there ain't no such thing as free energy. You can't get out more than you put in. Well, number one, moron, ain't talking about getting out more than I put in. I'm talking about using nature the way that it should have been used all along and getting some work done with it without harming the environment. It's simple. You put a wind turbine up, now you got a bunch of freaky freakos running around talking about how you're going to kill all the birds. Okay, if you're worried about killing all the doggone birds, put a cage around the doggone turbine. Like the fans that you keep, so the idiot-proof the fan so you don't stick your finger in it. So let's idiot-proof the wind turbine so the doggone birds don't get chopped in half when they fly by. And you could still use it. But then you're going to have the other idiot coming along and saying, oh, well, my homeowners association said they don't want that up there because that's an eyesore.
Paint it, make it look pretty, put some vines growing around it, some roses, whatever.
Well, what do you want? Do you want the eyesore or do you want to save the planet? You see what I mean? Do you want the eyesore or do you want to save the planet? Do you want to pollute the water or do you want to clean the water? Do you want fossil fuel or you don't want fossil fuel? It's that simple. But the mainstream media out there, who are the treasonous trash of the world, they'll never say stuff like that. They spend their time repeating propaganda that they get from the corrupt governments of the world who also don't care about it. As long as there's somebody putting money in their pocket, they don't care, man, and they ain't gonna care. We got the technology right now to literally build electric cars that will literally recharge themselves. We got it. We could build so many different types of free energy devices, it's not even funny. But we don't.
They've been building cars since the 1600s in Holland. So that's 415 years ago. What the hell's wrong with the world? Why are we not using all electric? 415 years. And the car's still just a car with an extra couple buttons?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm just kind of frustrated because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of spending all my own personal money to try to keep all this stuff up and try to bring people to the table and not seeing any kind of results and getting called everything under the doggone sun for my efforts. You know, it cost me a lot of money to do what I'm doing. And I'm not asking anybody for it, not even a red cent. You go look on my YouTube. There ain't no donation button. There ain't no donation button on my website. I don't ask anybody for anything. And so there's only one other alternative there. If I'm not there to make money or get rich, if I'm there to get rich, I'm going in the reverse. I'm going backwards. So I'm definitely not getting rich. If anything, I'm getting poor. But either way, there's only one other way that can go, and that's I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart, trying to do something right for the world because I see the stupidity going on, such as, you know, everybody talking about bankrupting the coal industry and running the oil business out of business or whatever, you know. These guys who are in power, they're idiots. They're idiots. They're flat out idiots. And if there is a group out there called the Illuminati or all them, the secret societies of the world, they're idiots. And people out there who sit around and boo-hoo about them all the time and don't do nothing about it, what can I say? They're idiots. I mean, these guys are out there. We outnumber them by the billions. And yet, they're polluting every nation out there. They're robbing and they're convincing people to go send their children to war to battle over resources.
That's right. They're not doing it. They're convincing us to do it.
Yeah.
That's why money doesn't really exist to them. Money to them is just to keep us locked in perpetual selfishness. See, our neighbor, oh, I'd love to help him out, but I just can't because I need this dollar.
Yeah. And the dollar becoming worthless. You know, back in whenever I was a kid, back in 1965 was the last year that they, or like 64 was the last year that they made dimes out of silver. By the time I was born in 65, they were making copper-coated, probably nickel, I don't know, maybe a little bit of silver. But as time gone by and all the way up to the present day, if you run a quarter, 25-cent piece through the washing machine, it'll just corrode up, man. Pennies are copper-coated zinc. They're not even solid copper anymore. They're not even worth a penny. It's cost more.
They don't even make pennies in Canada.
Costs more to make a penny than it's worth anymore. And you got to have $1,000 to equal what you could have bought with $100 back in the day. So people are being scammed with Monopoly money. People are complaining how they need to get off the power grid. And the more people try to get off the power grid, the more other idiots out there try to figure out ways to tax them or criminalize them getting off the power grid. You know, if I come up with a free energy device that is so simple that everybody could build one within an hour, and I give those plans away for free, most of the people out there probably couldn't even follow the doggone plans, and they would criminalize it and nobody would get it. It's going to take a massive ground effort of people really seriously wanting to make a difference in this world to literally build these devices. I mean, we get together, all the brilliant minds, the mathematicians, the welders, the carpenters, and everybody who has a skill set gets together in their own little communities, their own groups, and they just flat out build it. In other words, it's never going to happen. You'll have pockets of people who have all the solar panels they need and be running on solar, and then whenever the government finds out, they'll tax them on the solar. And then you'll have people out there got wind turbines, so on and so forth. But the average Joe out there, the people in third world countries, are the ones getting screwed. You know, nuclear industry was supposed to bring about cheap, clean energy. And what have we got for our tax dollars? What have we got for the money invested in paying your doggone electric bill? You got higher bills, and they continue to rise. So if anybody's out there waiting around for the U.S. government or the Canadian government or any government of the world to try to situate stuff to where you got free energy, you're going to be waiting around forever and a day, because even the government makes money off of people making money. So the government ain't going to want you to shut down the power company because they want to make the tax dollars off of it. You see what I'm saying there, Justin?
Yeah, but we're still forgetting that there is no money. It's just a game. Somebody's got to build their castles, right? So how do they convince us to build our castles? They make us all independent and selfish and think nothing more than the dollar.
I don't even care about money. I don't even care about the left-right paradigm. I don't care about the Illuminati or the Freemasons or the secret societies or the satanic groups running this country. I don't care about none of that stuff. I don't even care that they're trying to destroy the world. What bothers me is the average Joe, who outnumbers them by the billions, is falling for all the propaganda and the lies, saying you can't do this and you can't do that and you're powerless against it, and you're not. People are not powerless against these people that are the system of the beast. They're not powerless. You know?
Thing is that man has never been able to think for themselves, because as soon as we're born, we go to, you know, school, and then from school we go to work. So it's hard for them because they're lost. They need a direction to go into.
Well, I'm shouting at the four points of the globe, and I know that other people are out there shouting at the four points of the globe. And I know that there's are some really intelligent people out there who are trying to make a difference, but yeah, how do you get the stupid people on board? You know, that's the problem. We just have to build them for ourselves, and we'll be the only one with electricity whenever the apocalypse shows up, you know, if the sky is falling. Do you know they're putting nuclear weapons on borders of each other's country right about now? Do you know they're sitting around talking about World War III? They're flexing their muscles. They got the ships out where they want them, and they're flying and buzzing each other's barns and stuff.
One question. Why is it called World War III, World War II, World War I? They're pre-planned.
Well, sure. And you're not planning to survive it. You know what? Somebody put up some doggone Georgia Guidestones with a number on there that is, like, seriously less than the doggone number of actual people living on this planet. And they've actually got the idiots that are graduating from school that can't even read a school book and have to have their prospective employer read the doggone application to them and write down what they their information. That's how bad it is over here in the United States that people are graduating from school, can't even read a doggone book. And it's getting worse. When my generation's dead and your generation's dead, there won't be no smart people left on the doggone planet with the exception of a scattered few. And then they will realize what's going on and they'll start putting up their YouTube videos and start speaking out. But by that time, they might not even be able to do so freely because it'll probably be against the law to say anything against the government. And so, the future's looking bleak. We are the very last hope for humanity. If humanity's ever to truly be free, we are the very last hope. If our generation can't pull this off and get everybody free energy, then nobody's generation will get free energy.
Well, they see, that's the thing. If you want the knowledge is there to obtain. Through all my readings, I've come to, with solar panels. Solar panels are 15%. They're 50% on the International Space Station, because, and then the real solar panels are the bulbs. They tell you that. They tell you that in all the writings, in Wikipedia. You can't dismiss what you're seeing and what you're reading. A solar panel is running 100% efficient at night.
Well,
because the particles are virtually as opposed to the real particles at any given instant. The vacuum is full of such virtual pairs.
Even if that thing during the daytime was only running at 15% its full potential, which could be increased by something as simple as keeping it cool, even if it was only running at 15%, you're not paying for that 15% once you bought those panels. You got 15% usage out of that, but you can get work done even if that doggone solar panel is not working to its full potential. You can still get stuff done. And so the whole deal about, well, free energy don't exist is a hock a hooey, man. And it has been since day one. You know, I've seen all the way through the entire history of this world when people started putting up windmills. They put up windmills to pump water. They put up windmills to generate electricity. And they didn't pay no light bill. They didn't pay no water bill. They pumped the water right out of the ground from a well. And all these so-called green people out there that want to try to save the planet, they're wasting their time. They're running around with little picket signs protesting the government, you know, and what have they accomplished? Nothing. Nothing at all. Zero, zilch, nada. I'm 49 years old. I remember them doing this back whenever I was a kid. But it was just under a different name back there. We had a hole in the ozone layer and the world was going to fry. I've heard it all. They even made everybody change Freon because the old Freon was eating a hole in the ozone layer. Hairspray cans were eating a hole in the ozone layer. Everything was eating a hole in the ozone layer. And when that kind of died off, then it was something else. It was another natural disaster calamity. Save the trees, and so on and so forth. I've heard them all. But if they were really concerned about this planet, which they're not, if they were really seriously believing that doomsday was around the corner, they would be out here doing whatever they could to prove free energy. They'd be supporting the alternative energy researchers. They'd be kicking the scam artists to the curb and laughing in the faces of idiots such as Al Gore, who is probably the king idiot.
Yeah, his plans don't even involve us.
Yeah, his book, Earth in the Balance. We got to save the planet. You know, sea levels are going to rise. Then he goes buys a 9-bedroom mansion on the seashore with the money that he made scamming people off of his global warming. And it just goes on and on. There's so many scam artists out there, government scam artists, the shameful supposed scientists of the world.
Yeah. See, we're not doing damage to the Earth. We're doing damage to ourselves. You and I both know if you bury that plastic bag, it's not going to be there in a year or two.
Nope.
Yeah, so imagine your house. Let's take your house and vacate it. Leave it for 10 years. The house is going to be devoured by insects, water, everything. Everything is going to devour. We're living in the perfect ecosystem. This Earth will replenish itself in 50 years.
That's right. Nature will take back what you don't use. But don't teach that in school. You wouldn't want any kid to know the truth. You know? You can't teach that in school. It's frustrating.
I get ridiculed because I didn't go to school. That means that I'm not in a box. Clearly.
Well, at least you didn't get indoctrinated. That's the key. And you ain't by any means even remotely stupid. And you're willing to think for yourself as opposed to having somebody else telling you what to believe. And that's what the world should be like, you know?
Well, that's because of the magic box, right? you have that thought, that wonder, how do the stars work and how does this work? Instead of actually going outside at nighttime and using the proper tools and looking at the stars and writing down calculations. We don't do that. We sit in front of the magic box and we watch TV.
Yep.
Discovery Channel. Oh, how the stars work. Oh, we're being told. We're not doing it under our own perception. Getting our own work.
Well, you know what?
Single man, forefather that carved our grade, our class, the civilization on this world right now was self-educated, was a self-proclaimed man. Michael Faraday, William Gilbert, Galileo, Isaac Newton, Einstein, Joseph Henry, Daniel Davis. The list can go on. They're all self-proclaimed physicists.
Yep. You got people out there, you know, arguing over the Earth is flat, the Earth is concave, the Earth is hollow, the Earth is round, the Earth is geocentric, or whatever, you know, the sun's spinning around the Earth, or the Earth is whatever, not even moving. There's so many different deals, people running around like chickens with their head cut off, arguing about whether we did or didn't go to the moon, whether we did or didn't do this, or whether there aliens exist or they don't exist, or whether there were societies before Earth is 6,000 years old or a billion years old. And they're sitting around arguing and pissing and moaning off of stupid stuff Instead of, if they really seriously believe that there is an issue such as Illuminati out there in this world that are taking over and poisoning the population, then they should be doing something about it. But they can't, because there's too many stupid people in this world. There's too many people that aren't willing to take the effort long enough to pick up a science book and read and check it, double check it, to make sure that what they're reading in that book is true. And instead they want to sit around and argue over conspiracy this, conspiracy that. We're all doomed, and not do anything about it. If the planet is polluted, let's clean it up. If there's trash in the floor, pick it up. Recycle it. Do something positive. You know, I don't know who's worse, the communists or the Save the Planet people. I don't know who's worse. Neither one of them's accomplished nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. It's 2015 and we're still driving around in internal combustion engines that have a catalytic converter on there that are there for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to clean the exhaust, because it's got waste fuel coming out the exhaust port from the intake. They squirt too much fuel into that intake, and so it has to be reburned in the catalytic converter to burn off so that you have cleaner energy. Now, anybody with common sense would say, if I got waste fuel coming out of my exhaust, maybe I need to cut back on the fuel input. Alright, well, that's not the way it's going down. You want a car that'll get some serious mileage to the gallon, take that catalytic converter off and kick it to the curb. Give it to one of the greenies. They could use it. And design that doggone injector system or carburetor, whichever the case may be on whichever vehicle you got, to only squirt in the amount of fuel necessary to cause the combustion that pushes down the piston, which turns the camshaft, which turns the transmission and drives you down the road. If you've got a catalytic converter on your car, that means you have waste fuel. You're wasting fuel. That's all it is to reburn waste fuel. Now, if you're so worried about the doggone planet, go out there and start doing some research on how to re-engineer injector systems and carburetor systems to only put in the tiny amount that it takes to cause the combustion that will run that internal combustion engine. You're wasting all that fuel. And you're crying about how the oil companies are polluting the planet. Now, if you could get a car to run 100 miles, 200 miles, maybe even 300 or 400 miles, even to 1,000 miles per gallon, because it was running so super efficient that you didn't have to use very much, then you wouldn't be hollering about it. It's so sickening to listen to all of it. Stan Meyer's driving a dune buggy in 1979 running on water. The exhaust out of that car was water. All he did was use the energy from point A to point B, and it recombined itself out the other, and you got moisture out of the tailpipe. Here we are 2015 and we're still talking about global warming / climate change / climate disruption and whatever it's going to be next. Planet X is going to blast us. Meteors from space. Solar flares burning up the planet or shutting down the power grid. All these possibilities out there that people keep on boo-hooing about, but that we still don't have no free energy device. We still don't have no alternative energy for when said power grid falls on its face. It's ridiculous. It's flat out ridiculous. You can burn wood gas in an internal combustion engine. You can build a stirring engine that will run a truck. The military's done it. You can run machines off of water. It's been done. And we're still doing the same thing. So if you out there and you're listening in and you're one of the Save the Planet people who believe in global warming / climate change, don't ever tell me about it. Because it... I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the bogus science that goes around this world. I'm tired of the college-educated idiots who spew out of their mouth propaganda on a daily basis. Grown adults sitting around talking about climate change. Grown adults who have believed every doggone thing that they were told by the government, by the educational system, by the mainstream science guys. Because it was Albert Einstein, he must have been right. You know, there were people in this world that they said the earth was flat. One guy standing on the beach seeing the ship go over the horizon said, well, if the earth is flat, why is it that ship goes over the hill and then a couple weeks later comes back up over the hill? Could it possibly be that the earth is round? And then they want to burn him at the stake because he's a heretic. I don't care if the earth is flat, Justin. I don't care if it's concave, convex, square, triangle. I don't care. All I care about is if people are going to holler about carbon emissions, then they need to be backing people who are doing alternative energy research. They need to know what they're talking about before they open their trap. It's sickening, man. You know what I mean? Did I lose you? Apparently I lost Justin. Anyway, it's just ridiculous. It's flat out ridiculous. Here we are, still having the same old debate. Why aren't we using technology that's been around for hundreds of years? Why people want to go save the trees? You know what? I got a piece of property out here that I cleared that ground off about 10 years ago. I cleared it off. It was down. I could actually mow it with a push mower. And I let it go. Now you go up there, and it's a jungle. There's trees all over that place. It just loaded. When I got done using it, nature took it back. And if you don't believe me, try it in your own yard sometime. Stop mowing your grass. See how long you can get by with that before you're walking through the jungle.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah.
You know, I ain't trying to be rude to nobody, but I'm tired of getting on my YouTube channel and having people cuss me out, tell me how dumb I am, when they don't even understand what it is that I'm trying to tell them. You know, it's ridiculous. I got subscriptions to all kinds of different people. You know, there's all kinds of World War III stuff going on. There's all kinds of Planet X / pole shift / climate change. I don't know. Maybe people just love the drama. Maybe they just love to be scared or whatever. I want to make the world a better place. And the only way I can make this world a better place is if I can prove to the world that all this running around fighting over oil and water and resources isn't necessary. You and me understand it. We get it. And a lot of people listening get it. But we got all these people that just came out of these government indoctrination centers that they call schools who don't get it. You know, I'm going to go protest the corporation. I'm going to go protest the government because of climate change. We got to get climate change laws passed. The government's loving every minute of it. They love it when them zit-faced, no-bath-taking idiots come up there and start raising their signs up and creating a ruckus and getting on TV and saying, you know, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to pass legislation to charge people carbon tax so we can save the planet. Governments love that. They're making lots of money off of it. Al Gore's making money off of it. George Soros is making money off of it. They're all making money off of it. They're making money off of everybody's stupidity. Now, if the people out there, if the average Joe out there wants any kind of difference made in the world, it's not going to come through some sort of messiah such as the so-called Barack Hussein Obama communist backstabbing, trashing the world, freaking treasonous trash. The guy hasn't done nothing he said he was going to do. He followed the leader and did everything that all the elite of the world want. The money, it's still being funneled into the fat cat's wallet. There ain't no electric cars on the street. There ain't no wind farms and solar panels out there. Millions and trillions of dollars shifted over towards going around bombing the crap out of people and not solving the problem of green energy or starvation in the world or sickness in the world. They haven't done nothing. The track record is still the same. As far as I'm concerned, Kennedy was the last president in the United States. The rest of them just sold us down the river. The doggone Federal Reserve and their funny money and everybody running around trying to get a job and get their monopoly money in their pocket, try to survive. And then while they're running around being the little slaves and the little sheeples that they are, what have they accomplished? They've accomplished cursing each other out. They've accomplished breaking up their families. They've accomplished sitting around for hours and hours and hours and hours and days on end playing Nintendo and PlayStation and watching Dancing with the Stars and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and so on and so forth. They're sitting there destroying their brains. Everybody and his brother's on everything under the sun, everything from caffeine and nicotine to freaking drugs of every flavor.
That's because man needs a direction. Like I said, they're lost. They don't know where to go. They need to be guided. And the way that they're being guided is wrong. See, if you don't need to be guided, you're going to be obsessed with conditioning, meaning that you're going to clean and you're going to put your spoon on the left and your fork on the right and you're going to have your towels folded in a special way because you understand that you must condition yourself these ways from these evil temptations.
Well,
self-conditioning is a very great thing. You look at the top 1%. What do they do with their children? They make their children sit in the correct posture. They make their children play many instruments. They make their children go to the best schools and have the most open-minded education. They speak 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 languages because that's what they do to their children. They make other people do it for them through money. Cool. How many adults right now pick up their kid from school and then get home and sit their fat ass in front of the TV and watch TV and don't even acknowledge their children?
There's a link that was popped into the chat room, richplanet.net. It's an energy research project. So go over and check them out, folks. And I'll check this out and then I'll put a link on the my website to try to promote it. My whole thing is, man, I'm just frustrated. I'm fed up with the stupidity of this world. I'm fed up with everybody sitting around talking about how we got to save the planet, how we got to work in harmony with the planet, and they ain't doing nothing. They're not doing anything at all. Except talking about it. There's tons and tons and tons of information out there. And if you believe that the planet is messed up, if you believe that the planet needs cleaned up, then you should be getting up and cleaning it. You should be getting up and doing something besides protesting that you're going to do that you can make a difference in this world. Knowing who the heck you're voting for would be a good start. And then paying attention, following your vote all the way and make sure it gets properly counted would be a next start to make sure that the voter fraud that goes rampant, especially here in the United States, is just ludicrous. You never know if you voted, if it got counted or not. You know? And everybody says, well, you know, the elite are in control of the polling booths. Well, you know, it's the time the elite ain't in control of the polling booths. It's time that the average Joe followed their vote from point A to point B and make sure the guy they want elected gets elected. And you need to unelect all the trash that's been in there for the last 20, 30 years. Senators and congressmen, Republican and Democrat alike, who have literally sold this country out, committed treason after treason after treason, and sold out this country. Talk about the Constitution ain't no good. The Constitution's still good in my book. And I'm going to keep on talking about it. The government, on the other hand, the representatives out there, the money that is paid in bribery, and so on and so forth, the blackmail going on. And the mainstream media, complicit in the whole mess? As far as I'm concerned, the mainstream media, every single reporter on the dang TV should be thrown in jail for treason. Every doggone person who owns a radio station in the mainstream media, every doggone person who owns a TV station in the mainstream media should be sitting in jail. Every congressman, and the president of the United States should be sitting in jail.
You got to remember, those people that are in the media, those people that are, I guess, I wouldn't say the 1%, I would say, you know, the higher class, the higher educated people, are the people that follow the rules in school, the people that were easily put in the box. Those people are the people that make our decisions. We can't blame them that they're easy to condition.
I can blame them. It is their fault because they're stupid enough to sit there and spew something without even doing any research. There is no real investigative journalist going on out there in the mainstream media. They just get a teleprompter and they repeat everything on there. And I don't care if they're doing it intentionally or unintentionally, they committed treason by spreading lies and propaganda to keep people living in fear.
Well, so, that's exactly what I mean. They're the ones that are easily conditioned. They copy-paste exactly what they see, no questions asked, because they like their 6 weeks of vacation and their nice little house. That's why they have the job they have, because they're put in a box and they just copy paste everything. They're perfect, as I guess, secretaries.
Well, they're paid monkeys is all they are. They have no brains of their own.
That's exactly, and because they've been misled.
As far as I'm concerned, ignorance is no excuse to the law. When you commit treason, whether it be a stupidity or you commit treason via intentional deal, you're still committing treason. It doesn't matter. Ignorance is no excuse to the law when it comes down to protecting the rights of the individuals of any nation. And if these folks are that stupid, And they're going to keep on repeating propaganda. And then the other people on the other side, the people on the other side of the box sitting on the couch watching the propaganda being spewed out to them, if they are that stupid that they're not going to research that and just pass that information on as if it's truth and keep paying these people even after they knew they were lied to, then we get what we got. The average Joe out there should stop buying from these people. The average Joe out there should stop watching their channels when they have a tracking system that tells how many people are watching a channel and how long they're watching it. If you're sitting around watching it, they're getting paid. And as long as they're getting paid, they're going to continue to lie to you because it's profitable. That's the way it goes. The average Joe keeps feeding the beast that's eating them alive, literally. Oh, we'll give you all the junk food and cell phones and video games and porn that you want, and you just sit there and become obese and watch the world, and we'll keep you in fear so that you keep on following us and listening in. You know, I got to rush to the news because I got to hear about that train wreck that just happened.
See, that's why I don't blame people, because we as children and as parents teach our children. We rob our children. We send them to those schools so that they can be those ignorant people.
We need to make the change. I blame them all.
I blame myself. No one else.
I don't blame the child for being dumbed down. But when the child becomes an adult and the child has some sort of critical thinking and somebody presents facts to them and they just look at you like, oh, well, that's not true. No, you're just a nut. You're just a conspiracy nut. Then that's when I start to blame them, because if I give you some information and you just flat out believe it, then you're stupid. If I give you some information and then you say, well, I don't know that I believe that, but I'm going to go research and see what I can find out. And then you come back and you give me a good, valid argument why my research is not right. Then I have respect for you. So after a certain point, everyone's responsible for their own actions. You know, you can't sit there and say, because I was beat up as a child, that I'm poor me, and this is why I act the way that I do. If you're shooting drugs into your vein because you got beat up as a child, you chose to shoot those drugs into your vein instead of break that dang chain. And if you beat your child because you was beat, you chose to beat your child. There is so many different ways in which you can break the chains of the things done to you. And if you go to school and you've been indoctrinated and somebody else gives you some sort of other information and you don't look into it, but you just continue to spew out the propaganda, you're just as guilty as the other guy.
Yeah, I agree. We're set up to fail. You look at 14 years of school is the average. And then that's your whole childhood. You've been robbed of all your innocence, of all your own perception of everything. So you've been conditioned for 14 years. And then when you start awakening, you know, into your adolescence, you know, 25, 26 years old is when you're really starting to awaken and starting to read and accomplish things, because you become a mature brain. But well, you're still in that predicament where you have to work and follow the rules, and then you just become that old man that worked at GM and turned those nuts for 40 years, and that's all you know. So it's very hard for that old man to sit down and start typing on the computer and using the computer or anything, because it's all new to him. It's like training a child all over again.
Yeah, but see, here's the difference.
He's been put in a box and he's never allowed himself out of that box.
Here's the difference. Once you find out that there is chemicals in toothpaste, such as fluoride, that's not good for you, and you decide, well, you know, it beats the alternative. Instead of having rotted teeth, I'll go ahead and keep brushing my teeth with this, and you keep on buying fluoride to put in your mouth, then after that point, it's your fault. If you know that there are certain imitation sugars that have been known to cause cancer in lab rats, yet you decide, well, you know, I'm a diabetic, so I got to take this anyway, then you, after that point, are responsible. So on and so forth. If you know that they're putting chemicals in your water and you're still drinking it, then you're responsible. Once you got that information in your head, whether it be an alternative energy, alternative medicine, or the criminals that are running amok throughout this deal, if you know that Walmart is buying from people who are using child labor, but yet it's cheap and there's no place else to get it, so you buy it anyway, then you are complicit in that transaction. If you know that these diamonds have blood on them, and you buying them for your wife anyway, then you are complicit. People can't sell you diamonds, food, or anything else that has blood on it unless you choose to blindly just pay for it. Unless you just choose to ignore the fact that some child out there made that sweater and you buy it anyway because it's cheap. This world comes with choices. You have the choice every morning when you get up whether you want to be a good person or whether you want to be a bad person. It doesn't matter whether you were beat toothless when you was a child. If you get up in the morning just because you were beat when you was a child and you start beating your child, you chose to do that. And that's why this world is in the mess that it's in. That's why we keep sending our boys and girls over to foreign lands to fight with their boys and girls. That's why there are still wars, because you have people who are willing to pick up a gun and kill somebody else in the name of patriotism, in the name of democracy. We here in the United States are not a democracy. We have never been a democracy, but yet the lies and propaganda, it comes right out of the president's mouth, it comes right out of the Congress mouth, the Senate. We are a representative republic, but yet they sit there and spew out the democracy propaganda all over this freaking planet, and the average Joe out there is running around repeating it like a little minor bird. Democracy, democracy, we got to get democracy for everybody. And they will turn around and they will get in a military uniform, go across to a foreign land, drag their women and children out of the doggone deal, shoot their dads, all in the name of freedom, all in the name of democracy. And then when they get back here and they're all messed up from all the trash that they did, it just continues to get worse. And then you have people who didn't go that will be standing around spitting on the people who did go. So you have a controversy there. Then you have people protesting everything under the sun, such as global warming, / climate change, / climate disruption, whatever you want to call it. Now there's an organization out there, Paul Watson, the Whale Wars. They believe that the whales are in danger. And so they're out there actually being proactive, putting themselves on the line to try to save the whales, to try to stop whaling. For whatever you think about them, they are actually out there doing. They're not talking about it. They're doing it. They're putting their lives on the line. They're putting their finances on the line. They are doing it. And so all these greenies out there, all these got to pray to Mother Earth and not get up and do anything about fixing the planet. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing but talking about it. When's the last time you went down to your local creek and pulled an old tire up out of the creek or some trash up out of the creek, or stopped off with a trash bag and cleaned off the side of the road? Who cares if right after you pick it up, some other idiot's going to drive by and throw more trash out there? If you ain't out there picking it up, it's piling up. If you ain't out there doing something real, besides holding up a sign saying we got to pass legislation so people can not drive cars with fossil fuel. If you ain't backing the guy trying to build the alternative energy device or electric car that recharges itself, you're doing nothing but paying the man by standing there with your sign and getting thrown in jail for protesting and paying your fine to get out, which goes to the man. You have accomplished nothing. If you're worried about Fukushima radiation going off into there and you're holding up a sign, you have accomplished nothing. 9 out of 10 of every person that walks past that sign doesn't even care about it because it's not in their backyard. They're not even going to pay no attention to you. And they're going to walk on by. They're going to live in their bubble. And they're going to do the same old thing that they did yesterday. Nothing. The fracking wells and all the pollution that goes on throughout this entire world, you ain't going to get nothing done by protesting the company that's trying to do it. Nothing. You ain't got enough money.
In 1874 was the first year of a rechargeable battery for a car. That's 129 years ago.
Yeah. And here we are in 2015 and we have awesome technology. Amazing technology. And yet we're still sitting here talking about the same doggone thing. That's why I'm mad. I'm mad because every time I try to talk outside the box, I get called everything under the sun. Been cussed out, been threatened. And it makes me want to just not get on the doggone internet at all because there's so many mentally ill individuals on the internet. It's just crazy. It's just insane. There's guys out there that have brilliant minds doing brilliant research, amazing work. They need to put their work with somebody else's work. They need to gather together in a group at somebody's shop and they need to build it, prove it, get it done. It ain't that we can't. I can't afford to fly here, so I can't do it. I ain't got this tool, so I can't do it. And in the meantime, you got somebody out there spending their dollar on a freaking sign that says, save the planet, stop global warming / climate change or whatever. An idiot who is indoctrinated into school to believe sheer stupidity is standing out there trying to save the planet with a cardboard sign. And once he gets arrested for protesting and pays his fine, the man loves protesters. The man loves riots. Go out there and beat up on the black man. The black man, you beat up on the white man. You get it on the news because the media loves all the propaganda. They love all the violence. They love all the stupidity because they're making money. They have advertisers. And they're going to make money off of your fight. The judge is going to make money off of your fight. The police department's going to make money off of your fight. People are making a lot of money because you are out there fighting one another. The day that you start working together and away from the system towards a proactive solution such as building a free energy device, then they stop making money. When you start using systems that have been around since the dawn of time, bartering systems where you grow some corn in your yard and somebody else grows some potatoes and you guys trade each other straight across the board and not even ask for permission from your government, then those out there who are using genetically modified this and that and Monsanto seeds are going to go out of business and they'll stop paying Monsanto, who eventually will go out of business. It's just going to be that doggone simple. It's going to be a ground roots deal where you just get up and walk away from the system of the beast and you stop feeding them. Stop feeding the government. I'm afraid I'm going to go to jail for taxes. So I got to pay my taxes. I'm going to rush down there and pay old H&R Block to do my taxes so I can get a refund on my taxes. And once you got your Monopoly money and try to spread it around, are you out of debt yet? Seriously?
They keep you locked in a perpetual circle. It's designed for us to fail. It is. It really is.
Well,
you know, Mercedes, you know, look at this book is very unbelievable. They've had electric buses. There's, what, 20 different, six types of hybrid urban buses have been built in several areas in Europe. Electric vehicles have been used in war. They've been used in everything.
Well, we got cars in history that can drive on both land and road. Did you know that?
What was that?
We've got cars in history that will drive both on land and in the water.
Yeah.
You can drive it right off the road into the water, drive across the other side of the lake, and drive right out. We got that technology. You know? And why couldn't we use the knowledge that we've got from all the different things that we know about that are around to solve these so-called energy problems?
Because they will ridicule you if you do. And if you do, they bring you in close. If you have an idea and you make a small model of it, sure, they will come along and fund you. And they will name you a fellow or a sir, and you will sign papers, and if you don't play their game, they will take the money away, and then you'll end up just like Tesla in the middle of a motel, ridiculed, ashamed, blah blah blah, etc.
Well, then you go do you go do something like the Lubuntu community that's giving their software away for free and offering you an opportunity to help build the software as well. There's a start. You build your own kind of communities like that that do the same thing. You give your free energy devices away. You know, if you're out there to get rich off of alternative energy, you're going in the wrong direction.
You're playing the game with the royal institutions.
If you got an idea, you pass the idea along to somebody. If I was to try to patent every doggone idea that I had and actually get some through, I could be filthy, stinking rich right now. If I wanted to play the system, if I wanted to feed the beast, I could get rich. I don't want to be rich. I want to live in a world where I'm not stressed out every time I turn the doggone news on. I want to listen to people talking common sense instead of idiots trying to convince me that climate change is real and the debate's over.
Well, like you said about climate change, it would get cooler and cooler and cooler. So, to me, if it is getting warmer, that would be a natural mechanical thing that's going on with the Earth. And we can see that that's taking place. The Earth looks like a puzzle.
Well, the climate has changed from day one because we wobble and we freaking tilt. And
there's
different seasons.
So there's a lot of things that are going on.
That's why they claimed climate change. When that didn't work out so well, they went to climate disruption. Whatever the case may be, nature is in charge, and I don't care how tough you think you are, you're not going to overdo nature. And for those people out there who think that you can outdo nature, you got to get some serious mental help or something. We pollute our own fishbowl in our own general vicinity, and we could literally kill ourselves off, and nature will go on right without us. We could blow off every single nuclear device that we have on this planet. We could wipe it all completely off. As long as the chemistry is still here, nature will clean it up without us. You ain't going to defeat what this creator of this planet put together. As tough as you think you are, as brilliant as you think you can't defeat nature. You'll throw all the trash you want in your yard. It'll pile up all the way to your neck. Many years after you're long gone and can't throw any more trash down, nature done took it all back. Just as if you never were there. If you're concerned about the here and now, if you're concerned about the so-called global warming scam, stop being a hypocrite and get out there and start researching. Start backing researchers start working with your average Joe instead of corporations and stop thinking you're going to get filthy, stinking rich in a system that's made to keep you down. It's disgusting. Am I wrong, Justin?
Nope. You're not wrong at all. Money is, it's there for you to think of a dream. You go, you know, look at these people. They go down, they spend how much money on lottery tickets their whole life. You know, they're chasing a dream that they can never obtain. Even if you do obtain it, you know, let's say you are one of those ones that win the lottery or whatever, you're still not happy. Money doesn't make you happy. Look at Robin Williams. All the money in the world. Where is he? You know? He wasn't happy. Money don't buy happiness. Money doesn't do anything for you.
Well,
self-conditioning does. You work hard, you don't play. Because when you... Let's say, for instance, you have a 5-ton rock in your front of your house, and you sit there with a hammer and a chisel, and you build a beautiful sculpture that took you 5 years, 10 years. You worked and worked and worked and worked, and when you're done, you're not going to sit there and party. You want to do another one. You enjoyed it so much. You conditioned yourself. Self-conditioned yourself. Well, working, there is no time for play.
There's a lot of brilliant individuals out there that their mind is literally going to waste. If people want to save this world, then they're going to have to get off the couch. And, you know, like I said earlier, I get into chat rooms and people start foul-mouthing and cursing and raising the ruckus in there. And, you know, and when I listen to people who are using just flat-out filthy language to get their point across, I don't look at them as if they're intelligent. I look at them as if they're just stupid, you know. I'm communicating with the lesser of the minds on the planet when people have to use filthy language to tell me something. I don't respect them, and I never will. Because if you want to get a point across to somebody, you can do it in a respectful manner that isn't offensive and doesn't have some underlying trash to it. Science is science. Basic science is basic science. And if people out there can't get past the basic, the simple, and want to tell you something about the climate change, where too much CO2 in the atmosphere, too much water content in the atmosphere is causing the planet to heat up and everything's going freaking crazy, they're talking to the wrong individual. Because I paid attention in school.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. We are in water. We're not in air.
The Earth is three-quarters covered in water, man. Three-quarters covered in water. And it does evaporate. And it rains down. When it rains down, it does what? It cools down.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. We're misled. We think of an object drying out in the natural medium, the air that's around us. It's actually liquid. We perceive it as it's air because we see it drying out. But it's getting hard and drying out. It doesn't mean that it's air. It's liquid. And you can prove that because how do crystals grow?
Well, the air is full of hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. The atmosphere is full of it.
We are hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, carbon. Everything's the same.
You're literally living. You're literally living in pure energy. Pure energy.
The natural medium, I would say, is a vast sea of particles, exactly what we are. Just the compression, like you said. You put the two oxygen together and the hydrogen, and you have what?
Water.
Water. It's just how they're aligning themselves. Think of it as if you had a shoe, and then you stuck it in mud, and now you walked over and you stuck it in sand, and then you walked over and you stuck it in some lemons or some cherries, and then you took that, and then you let that sit there over time. What's going to happen to that piece of mud?
Well, dude, I'm just... you know what? The folks that don't understand something basic concept of how science explains how plants and CO2 interact together. Plants scrub off the carbon through a process called photosynthesis and turns that carbon into sugar and into plant food. Nature designed it that way. And so the EPA has listed CO2 as hazardous waste.
You know, most people think that we breathe in oxygen, but we don't. We breathe in nitrogen. And the proof behind that is scuba diving. See, because of the resistance, the oxygen is the resistance, it pulls back on our lungs. When you're a deep scuba diver, you use nothing but nitrogen in your tank. When you're down 300 feet, you're using nothing but nitrogen because you have more resistance on your body. It's the nitrogen that we need, not the oxygen.
Well, plants need nitrogen. Anyway, soil around the plants, you know, they use like anhydrous ammonia and stuff like that. They'll spray it down inside the ground and try to get the nitrogen levels up and so on and so forth. But that's neither here nor there. Are we doing any good, Justin? Should we keep this ball rolling? You know, if somebody out there is hollering about common sense, and maybe somebody's listening, and maybe somebody will actually pick up a school book, a real school book, instead of the trash that you find in your local schools here in the United States and probably all over the globe. And if you believe in global warming out there, seriously, you need to get educated. There is no global warming. There is no climate change. There's nothing but what nature does. And if you can't trust nature, who can you trust? Man, as tough as man thinks man is the weakest link. And we'll kill each other off, but we ain't gonna kill nature. We'll pollute and destroy and burn down the forest and make the water where we can't even drink it. And when we're all dead and gone, see, that's the key, Justin. Everybody thinking about destroying the planet, they're not destroying the planet. They're destroying mankind. They'll kill mankind off. They'll poison each other to death. And then nature will say, well, everyone went to those stupid humans.
Well, yeah, that's in man's natural instinct, though. We, as man, or even woman, have a downfall. See, we don't realize things until the last moment. You know, if you sit there and you smoke cigarettes all day long, you know what's coming. You know what's coming, but you don't do nothing about it until the last minute. As a society, as a world civilization, we are on the same course. We're not going to do nothing until the last minute.
That's right. Don't wait for World War III to be here. Stop it before it gets here. Well, we're down to our last minute, so I got to run. But either way, thanks for helping me rant. I mean, it's just common sense, man. Basic science. And if you're going on somebody's YouTube channel to curse them out, don't waste your time, because especially on my channel, I'm just going to ban. I've been banning people right and left when they come on there cussing me out. I've been deleting their comments and banning them. I don't even care, because it's not about subscribers to me. I'm approved to this world once and for all, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that energy is free and has been all along. And that's my ultimate goal, not for gain or personal fame or fortune. Just because it has to do with basic science and the difference between right and wrong. If you say that the planet's dying, then get up and clean it. That's all I can say. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned for the Hope Show.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
21 gigawatts!